With a heavy heart, West Nipissing councillor Jérôme Cochain explained to council he was stepping down from his position. As Ward 8 no longer is represented at the table, the municipality is taking applications. I have very much enjoyed serving the community and working with my colleagues on council, Cochain's resignation letter to council detailed. Since the beginning of the term, even if we don't always see eye to eye at the table, we've worked together for the good of the municipality as a whole, and I'm certain that the future is positive and promising for our beautiful municipality. He assured council and the public that his resignation was not because of the workload or for any negative reasons, but rather he recently accepted a position at Eau Chateau in Sturgeon Falls. According to the advice provided by the municipal clerk, he explained, "Accepting my new position disqualifies me from holding the seat of councillor for the municipality of West Nipissing, as Eau Chateau is deemed to be a local board under prevailing provincial legislation. We're going to miss having him at the council table with us," Mayor Kathleen Thorne-Rashan said. "We wish him the best of luck in the future." As Ward 8's seat is now vacant, the municipality is encouraging residents to visit the municipal website for details on how to apply. Applications are open until May 9 at 4:30 p.m. On May 15, council will hold a meeting for applicants to address council for 10 minutes to explain why they should be appointed to the chair. Ward 8 covers Levine and North Monnetville and includes the townships of McPherson, Loudon, Falconer, Latchford and Bertram. For residents in these areas, Cochain emphasized he is sorry to have to step down from my seat on council. "I've enjoyed talking with you, meeting you, working together and trying to find solutions to the challenges presented," he said. "I'll treasure the memories and thank you for allowing me the privilege of representing you on council these past few years." David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.